Today's Perek in Tanakh is Shmuel Beit, Perek Zayin. So we have seen so far not only the transition to Malchut Beit David, but we've learned about the nature of that transition. And it wasn't so simple, not even for David, and that as David was forced to define the difference between himself and Beit Shaul, it was in the context of learning to survive the day the music died, so that he had to learn the nature of Zmirot, correct Smirot, correct Simcha, and that there was a delicate balance when it comes to parrots between being overly parutz and being directly parutz. And interestingly, it's the pritza, as opposed to tzniut, that was central in the very event, so that Michal confused a tzniut, which was self-protection, with true tzniut, and in the same way, she confused a pirtza, which was the act, the opposite of self-protection, with pirtza, which is the opposite of tzniut. You have the prutza and the tznu'a, right? So they had completely opposite visions of what was which. Comes along now David, who had to learn himself the delicate balance of the nature of the pirtza with the peretz be'uza, as opposed to the pirtza that had occurred the day before in the Beit Paratzim and the pirtza of the enemies that he had, in which he needed to learn the complete and absolute pirtza of his own boundaries, his own selfhood, making himself open to all things in the presence of the Shekhinah, Lifnei Hashem. And in that presence became what a melech needed to become, became the one who was zeicha to be mala the Oren HaBris into Yerushalayim. And because of that, the final stage, which we expect to see now in this perek, is that as he now becomes more and more miyusad in his malchus, he is closer and closer to actually building the Beit HaMikdash itself. And so, vayhi ki yashav melech bebeito, Vadunai niach lo misaviv mikol oyevav. David HaMelech is sitting calmly in his home. And this, of course, is the pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke about when he spoke about what would be the day to build the Beit HaMikdash. As he said, v'niach lachem mikol oyevechem misaviv, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be meniach, exactly these words, niach lo misaviv mikol oyevav. So at that point, you should go v'hayam, akom asher yivchar Hashem, mikol, and so on, should be a base Elohim. So it's time to build the Beit HaMikdash. So David sensed that that moment had arrived, because here he is, sitting calmly in his palace, which he had seen himself as being an expression of the idea of arriving, so to speak, on the international scene that Hiram had built for him. And, by the way, that goes all the way back to the Adulam, which was the beginning of Yehuda. The beginning of David was in Adulam, as we saw, because the beginning of Yehuda was in Adulam. And the Chira, who was the businessman friend of Yehuda, is here transformed into the Chira Melech Tzur, who now, and the Medrash actually attributes the fact that we needed ultimately to have a Goy involved in the building of the Beit HaMikdash, because Ad Adulam, since Yehuda went down all the way to Adulam and was poreitz ma'asav to be together with a goy in which he did business, which is always a bad idea, it can be maybe lidei haskaras, the shame of idols, and so on and so forth. So at that point, it became even a pagam in the Beis HaMikdash itself, which they tried to be misaken in the second Beis HaMikdash, where Ezra says, lo lachem v'lanu lifnot bayis, and then that was the whole rejection of the Kuti. Okay, so here he thinks now that it is time, because he's arrived, to take the next step. And so he calls in his spiritual advisor, who's of course Natan HaNavi. Vayomer HaMelech al Natan HaNavi, Reina, Anochi Yoshev beBeit HaRazim, V'Aron HaElohim Yoshev betoch HaYiriya. As we saw, David had created this Ohel that he was able to bring the Aron into, and so the 22 years that the Aron had spent, and remember that this whole period we introduced with an overview, and for the next 22 years the Aron was not in its makom. Remember when it came back from Beit Shemesh, and we were wondering why we need to look ahead those 22 years. So that was an indication to us that this was a period that was it was before all of the business that started with Shaul and David. That was 22 years that had happened where Shmuel was in his moment of perfection. And those 22 years now lived off of that instant of perfection of Shmuel, despite the fact that everything went wrong in between, and there was the She'ilas HaMalchus and the collapse of Shaul. And now we're now past Shmuel completely. So the 22 years are over. The Mizbeach is still in Givon, because he's not going to bring up the Mizbeach until we're ready to have a bayit, right? So he says to Natanah, this is very interesting, because Lamaisa, he wants to build a bayit around the Aron. So his focus is entirely Aron-oriented, as opposed to bayit-oriented, which is an amazing thing, because a Mishkan is indeed Aron-oriented. That's the whole point of a Mishkan. But a bayit is not Aron-oriented. V'araya, the Aron is hidden and didn't even exist b'chalal in the bayit sheni or for the last years of the bayit rishon. An idea which is totally inconceivable when it comes to the Aron, the Mishkan. I mean, right? The Mishkan without an Aron is ridiculous. The whole point of the Mishkan, it's for the Aron. So what's interesting is that the entire focus here from Peretz Be'uza was on bringing the Aron up to Yerushalayim. It's put into a temporary ohel. And now David understands that the development of the Mikdash has to be as a home for the Aron. Now this does not turn out to be the real thing. And its implications are remarkable, because when Shlomo finally builds the bayit doesn't want to open up its doors for the Aron. And that's, of course, what we now have. Se'uz sharim roshechem, the doors don't open. Se'uz sharim roshechem, the doors don't open. When do they open, as the Gemara says? Only when he says in his tefillah, Zechor, no. Zor lechaste David avi. So in other words, it was only when the relationship of the Aron to the bayis is reaffirmed by Shlomo in terms of David, which means that this vision of David was a very primal vision that Shlomo wasn't shutaf to, and indeed is not central to the bayis, which may have a lot to do with why, actually, even though Natan initially says, sounds like a great idea, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes back and says, it's not a great idea. So Vayomer HaMelech al Natan HaNavi, look, here I am sitting in a Beit HaRazim, and I've got this fancy palace, and the Aron Elokim is Yoshev v'toch ha'iriyah. Vayomer Natan el HaMelech, kol ha'shel b'vavcha lecha say, I would say, if you hold that we're holding at that point, absolutely you can do so. Ki Adonai imach, we've seen that Hashem is with you, that would be my advice.
Is this the wrong thing? I mean,
Vayibalai lahu.
Isn't he supposed to ask first?
No. You don't ask when you have an answer. Vayi ba'layla hu vayi dvar Adonai el Natan limor. That night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Natan and says to him that, the way the Medrash puts it, this guy that spoke to you last night, he doesn't talk about things before he starts doing things. You go back there right now, because he's probably already in negotiations with workers. He's going to lose millions of dollars because of your advice. So I would say, hurry up and get back there and tell him, no. Because you know what? The other lesson is, he may end up making a netter. I won't eat or drink until we, that's all we need. So you go back immediately now. Lech v'amarta lavdi el David. Do you really feel that you have to be the guy that's going to build me a home for me to live in? Since when do I need a home? You may note that this Aron has never been in a home. I have been wandering around, sometimes in a Mishkan, like Mishkan Shiloh, sometimes, which wasn't completely an ohel because it had solid walls, sometimes in an ohel, but I never complained, did I? B'chol asher hitalachti b'chol b'nei Yisrael, the period of wandering that you want to bring to an end, which we went through the entire period of the Shoftim. Hadavar dibarti et echad shiftei Yisrael, asher tziviti lirot et ami et Yisrael l'mor, Lama lo avanitim li beit arazim? Did I ever mention to anybody that, do you think it's correct that everybody should be living in their homes and I don't have a home to live? I never said such a thing. Which implies, by the way, you see over here, the relationship to the Shoftim as Shvatim. Did I ever speak to any of the Shvatim? We noted that before in Shoftim, that the Shoftim were the expression of each Shevet's Hashpa over the Klal. So when a particular Shevet was a Shofet, did I ever mention that it's time? So what this shows is that the idea of a Binyan Bayit is not given over to when it's possible to do. It's an event that requires the right time, the right person, the right hachan. And therefore, it's not a mitzvah like other mitzvahs, that you just come to the conclusion that now is the time, I have a general tzivui, baniach lachem, Hashem lachem, mikoloi veichem misaviv. Not quite. I never asked for such a thing to be done. V'yata. And now I could tell you, go tell David. Go to Mar Lavdi David. Ko amar Adonai Tzivot, ani lekachticha min anave miachar atzon. I took you from your little shepherd tent with your sheep. Liyot nagid al amei Yisrael. Exactly. Now, nave is the word for the Beit HaMikdash. Because that's why David went to Shmuel in Ramah, b'nayot. What does nayot have to Ramah? There's two different places. But nayot means nave. So malamit she'asku b'nayot shel olam. So that's what they were involved in. So this is David now, who his whole life has been dreaming only of this event. So if already he was made melech, he has one thing in mind. It beis elokim for the Orin. Now we know that he was very sensitive to the relationship of Orin and Bayit, because he was the one that originally had made the mistake of bringing the Orin on the Agalah. Why? Because it's no longer time for Yitalech. There's no longer time for Yitalech, so we're no longer in the time of Mishkan and Oel, we're in the time for Bayit. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is insisting that, just like my parents Be'uza, I'm insisting that there's still a Zman of Yitalchut, and that's the essence of the Orin. And I never said anything. What makes you think that anything has changed? So tell him, I took you from off of your own Nave to become now the Nagid. The Nagid would mean the leader. And that's a local event still now. And that maybe is what you think, that this is your moment in history, and this is what you need to achieve. The Eyeim Chabachal Asher Alachta, I've been with you, speaking of Halicha. It's been a long, long Halicha for you and for me. And I have indeed gotten rid of all of your enemies. And as the Chazal point out, there were really 10 enemies. 5 from Yisrael. We have Doeg, Achitofel, Shaul, and Shimi ben Gera. So this is like a commitment now to David personally. And he's got his 5 enemies, which are the children of Orpah that are against him in the Goyim. And I've done all of this. Now I want you to know that you don't understand the end of this process. You think that we're talking about you. We're not talking about you. V'atziti lecha shem gadol k'shem ha'gidolim asher ba'aretz. I want you to understand where you fit in. You've heard Magen Avraham. There's going to be a bracha Magen David. In other words, you are not a local phenomenon. You are the phenomenon of Malchut itself. So that the entire the challenge that you felt that you had with coming to Yerushalayim, with the Shvu of Avram, with the fact that there was a pagam in the Avos in the lack of the development of Malchus, you are that guy. And therefore, this Chazal tells us in the Gemara, Zeo Shomrim, Magen David. That's Kishem Agidolim. That's that bracha. And therefore, your measurement of the Sheket that is necessary for building a Beis HaMikdash is wrong. You're measuring it in terms of your own life and your own sheket. And I have indeed helped you to attain the relative calm of a single human being's lifetime, but that's not enough. I want more. V'samti makom la'ami li'Yisrael. I want for a greater sense of security and presence. Unita'ativ v'shachan tachtav. I want them to feel permanently implanted in Eretz Yisrael. V'lo yirgaz od, to never feel that insecurity ever. V'lo yosifu b'nei avlala anoto kasher barishona. It is not yet time. You are essentially a man of war. And that's what you need to be. And if you're not on the lookout all the time for war, you won't have peace. And that's not sufficient for a Beit HaMikdash. A Beit HaMikdash can't be built when everything is defensive. So now, it's true that from the days of the time of the Shoftim until today, there's always been fighting. We've always needed to protect Klal Yisrael. That's not enough for me. But what I want to tell you is, Yigid lecha Adonai, ki bayit yaseh lecha Adonai, that my plans for Eretz Yisrael and for an ultimate binyan habayit are plans for you. So that the two of us are walking together to this bayit. And I'm telling you today that you are not a king. You have been zocha to keter malchut, which means that all kings and all geula are going to have to come from you. And therefore, ki yimlu'u yamecha, when your life is filled, v'shachavta et avotecha, and you will die, v'akimoti et zaracha acharecha, asher yetze mimeeka, v'achinoti et mamlachto. Mochon leshiftecha, which is the Beis HaMikdash, is together with mochon for malchutcha. Your malchut needs to be even further implanted on earth, further secure, just like Klal Yisrael needs to be further secure. So what you thought needed to be done as yourself, like a shofet, that's not what it's about. That's when you were a shepherd boy, and it took you to be the Nagid. You're no longer the Nagid. You're now the Shulchan Shamalachi. That boy that will come from you, who yivne bayit shmi, v'chonanti et kisei mamlachto ad olam. Speaking about hachinoti, the konenut of Malchus David v'shlomo. Because here we see that it's only in Shlomo that there's a complete, and that Loshen appears again in Melachim, as we'll see. That Vatikon Malchuto Ma'od, it needed to be that level of Tikonanut. Then you could have a Machon to build. So you have a limited concept of what it means to have a Beis HaMikdash. You think it's only Nayot. That's what you used to be, a shepherd boy. And that's the vision that you think is enough for Beit HaMikdash. Well, it's not. And it needs time. And then when that son of yours is ready to become the Melech, ani eyelo la'av v'hu yeli levein, we're going to be in this together. It's not going to be the way it was until now, where you have a shofet that comes up, then he dies, and then we go back into chaos, and then we need to rediscover another approach, and then somebody does something wrong, like Shaul, and he gets booted out, and we start all over again. That's what history has been like until this day. Always starting over. Well, it's not going to be like that anymore. It's going to be like father and son. Father and son doesn't start over. V'asher, asher b'ha'avoto. If a son becomes perverted, you don't throw him out and take another son. V'hochachtiv v'shevet anashim. I will punish him. And I'll force him back to the correct path. With difficult people, humans. And we'll see who that's referring to. Hadad, Rason. And I'll also get him back with Nigei B'nei Adam. Nigei B'nei Adam is a Kabbalistic remez. We have the whole Gemara, the story of Ashmedai, that Ashmedai, the king of the Shedim, throw Shlomo HaMelech out. This is a remarkable reference, as Rashi points out. And Rashi generally doesn't deal with these questions. Rashi points out, as the Gemara does, that the source of Nigei B'nei Adam are from Adam. And that's why it's called Nigei B'nei Adam. So that the Shedim are the result of the relationship of Ruchot to the semen of Adam while he was not sleeping with his wife. So that they are related to the nature of randomness, keri, and tuma. And the point is that just as David HaMelech is the expression of Adam himself, as we know, that this is, Adam stands for Adam David Mashiach. And just like, as Chazal tell us, the famous Medrash, that David has no life other than the 70 years that were granted him from Adam. The relationship to Adam continues even in the Ha'avoto, in the perversion of the Malchus. V'chasti lo yasur mimenu, kasher asiroti be'im Sha'ul, asher asiroti bilfanecha. Don't think that this is part of a shofet kind of thing, except now it's become the Malchus. So, Melech screws up, we'll take another Melech. It's not going to be that way. They will screw up, but we won't take another Melech. What we will do is we will fix things. So that means we have a completely new level that has never been achieved before of ne'emanut, which translates the ne'emanut of Shmuel into a new level of ne'emanut of David. V'ne'eman beitcha u'mamlachtecha ad olam lefanecha. Kis'acha yedachon ad olam, like the kisei akove. So the kisei David is hereby built forever. K'chol ha'dvarim ha'ele, u'k'chol ha'chizayon hazeh, kein diber Natan el David. And that is what David heard from Natan that night. Go back to him, tell him he's got to know this, before he goes off on a mission that is a misunderstanding of his place in history, of his place in Ma'aseh Bereishis, and of the Mokam of the Beis HaMikdash. This is an astounding thing. So that what we just witnessed was the final conclusion, really, of the events that this book was written about, which was the creation of Malchus. This is the creation of Malchus. Not the moment of the Mashiach of Shmuel, and not the moment of the Mashiach of David either. That was only the precursor to Malchus. This now is the moment at which David was Zocha to Malchus, which means that the prakim that we had before now about the reactions of David and the subtlety of his learning the discrimination of the issues of Peretz, of redoing the nature of Simcha, doing it once one way and then once another way, just like with the Plishtim, same milchama in Emek Rifa'im, once one way and once the other way. So that there's a gradual polishing of the responses of David to how it is that he needs internally to relate to things. And only then was he Zocha to this moment. So too is the rest of the Sefer dedicated now, smack bang from the middle of this parak, dedicated to the reactions to Malchut. Because the way in which a person responds is an indication of why it was that he has what he has. And we see now in David's response to this Nevi'ez the most full expression of what a melech is, of how he took this about himself, about how he was completely and totally, without any personal involvement of believing that this somehow is due to him and that it's his achievement as a human being. He saw it as indeed coming from Adam HaRishon, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire for having a Malchus Yisrael, for his concern for Klal Yisrael. We saw the roots of these things before when he spoke about Chiram, that he did this because of Yisrael, obviously, has nothing to do with me. I understand that. So here, David found that it was necessary to immediately respond to this Nevi'ez with a statement that he is taking this in a way that recognizes that it's absolutely mad, totally and completely beyond what he could have as an individual. Has nothing to do with his own persona as a human being. And has left him almost a completely confused player in a cosmic drama in which he understands that he's not making the moves. And it is absolutely stunning tefillah in which we see David's internal appreciation of what has just happened with the Nevi'ez of Natan. Vayavo HaMelech David, and so his reaction was immediately to come into the ohel that he had built around the Arim. Vayeshev lifnei Adonai. And he sits down in front of the Aron. Now, that obviously sitting down itself, which becomes the remez, that Ein Yeshiva Ba'azra Ela L'Malchei Beit David Bilvad, happened at this moment. In other words, the Vayeshev was his recognition that there is a concept of Malchei Beit David. Recognition that there was a concept of a Machon, which is the Machon of the Beis HaMikdash, Machon L'Shiftecha, and the Nachon Machon of Kisacha. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had put the Shtei Kisaot together, so he understood that that meant that Yeshiva on a Kisei was actually what was meant. But look at the stress on Kisei here. So he comes and he sits down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you mean, sits down? He's going to be mitpawel. How do you sit? I thought, isn't there a din of Amida, the Tefillah? The word for Tefillah is Amida. So why is he sitting down? And so there's many midrashim that says, so Vayeshev lifnei Hashem is sheyashav atzmo b'tvila. Okay, but Lamaisa, that's a machlokas. According to Shita, that there's no yeshiva. Kohen Gadol could sit. Like we find Eli sitting. Maybe he was really sitting inside. But if you hold that it means yeshiva literally, then this was the Hashlama of the Malchus, in that we see, and this was Ad Matai Ata Oseh Shchinah Chol, Akiva, who says that the Kisaot is Echaz L'Shchinah and Echaz L'David. What's his marker? This is the marker. That indeed there is a yeshiva ala kiseh kavayochol to David side by side with the Shechina and the kiseh HaKavet. So there is very, very serious issues in machlokas and in Chazal about how literal yeshiva means, that it's part of yeshiva. And of course, the relationship of yeshiva, where do you sit by a shulchan? In other words, once you're given the shulchans, the Medrash asks, how could it be yeshiva? Ah, because he was zoche to the zer on the shulchan. So if he's zoche to the zer on the shulchan, that means that he has a makom in the heichal. What do you do by a shulchan? You yeshiv by a shulchan. So that means that he understood that it was all about yeshiva b'azara. Remarkable. So it's all very literal elements of how much is he nochein in this place. But again, it's entirely in terms of orein here, not in terms of bayit. And this is David's vision, all orein-oriented. And so he says, Vayom, mi anochi Adonai Elohim, umi veiti, ki'eveatani ad halom. This is shocking. I mean, who am I? And, I mean, where do I come from? My God, I mean, I come from someone that there's a machlokas, is even mutalava bakal. And I should be brought ad halom. This is the main center of the understanding that halom means malchus. That when Moshe Rabbeinu was told, al tikrav halom, it means don't have malchus. When Bnei Dan tell the child, grandchild of Moshe Rabbeinu, mi avicha halom, it was a reference to all that halom. We'll see that halom is a word that occurs in the most dramatic of times. So to come to this place, vatiktano zot beinecha Adonai Elohim, and as if that wasn't enough, that not only should I, the nobody, have found myself in this situation, but now you send me a message with Natan, but to daber gam abeit avdecha lemerachok, show me a vision of the future. Is there a human being that is roy for such a thing? V'zot Torah Adam? Is this what a human being could ever dream of having, that he should be zochah to such a thing? But there's a medrash that says, this is astounding, because the only one who had this was Adam Arisha. Again, reference back to Adam, just as a nige b'nei Adam. Because Adam Arisha was sown dor dor v'dor shav, dor dor v'chachamav, and so on. So you did the same thing for me. You're telling me, showing me, I'm going to have this child who's going to build a Beit HaMikdash. There's going to be another child that will be Ad Olam, that Mashiach will rebuild a Beit HaMikdash. There'll be a Gula. So you're showing me what you showed to Adam Arisha. Where was there ever another person that was Zocha to this? So, V'zot Torat Adam Adonai Elohim. This is the kind of thing that a human being, a personal human being, should have some shaykhs do. Uma Yosif David Od Laber Elacha. Does David have anything to say? Now this is an amazing pasuk, because what it's saying is, I have nothing to be mitpalel for. After all, you know your servant, meaning you've given me more than my imagination could have imagined. And since it's the nature of tefillah to utilize imagination, I'm left dumbfounded, because you know more than I know. And generally, you wait for a person to be mispalo, and only then, that's a kadosh baruch hu misavel tefillah sechol tzaddikim. And over here, I'm a pawn. You're way beyond my imagination. So what am I supposed to say? I can't daven. I can't say anything, because I'm out of my league completely. So there's nothing more for me to say. It's an astounding idea that a person can run out of tefillah, where he's out of his league. What? You've already figured it out yourself. And of course, this is only shayach to someone who's coming from Adam Arisha, in which everything has already been seen. This is that Adam, any place that Adam defined, any place that the Gemara says in Brochas, place that Adam went to, that he was mitayel, that he was gezer, should be miyushav. That's the vision of humanity as a whole. So you're sharing that vision with me, I have nothing more to say then. There's no tefillah that I could possibly add to this other than that I shouldn't screw it up. Other than that I should be zoche, that this should really be me. That's all I'm going to be able to ask you. Bavur devarcha, look, I understand that it was all because this was your vision of reality. Uchalipcha asita et kol agdula. So this can't have anything to do with me, because it's beyond me. These and lo diadavdecha. This is astounding. That's not. This is like the Mishnah says. You know, that chaviva adam, but chaviva yisera. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu let us know that chaviva is adam. So that's mamish what he's saying to over here to Hashem. It's enough that you did this, and then vatiktano. So it's not even that it should be me. It should be my family and the schus to the keser of malchus. And not only that, you should even tell me about it. So al kein gadalta Adonai Elohim. Look, what am I supposed to say? Again, it's beyond my ability to respond. Ki in kamocha ve'en elim zolatecha kechol asher shamanu ba'ozneinu. I mean, this is like the kind of things that we heard about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Bnei Bechori Yisrael and the Reishis B'Shvil Yisrael, and we never saw it. We always heard about it, but it always seemed like there were always compromises. Umikamcha ki Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. And so this is what he's mispalel on, that clearly all of the love and all of the commitment that you have for Klal Yisrael, that's the Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which we say, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Mikam Chisrael Goy Echad Ba'aretz, Asher Ahokhu Elohim, Livdot Lo La'am. Take a look at this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu walked. We're talking about Halicha here, remember. Points out the Medrash. Halicha. You want to talk about Halicha? This was an 800-year walk. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu went, going out, to take Avram from Ur Kasdim. So he walked all right. Livdot Lo La'am. V'lasum Lo Shem. And he sent Elohim, this Elohim that he said was actually Moshe Aaron, right? Halchu Elohim, Elohim leParo. So then they told us, Vasot Lachem. We're quoting now the Elohim that he sent before us, Moshe v'Aaron. Losum lo shem lasot lachem ha'gedula v'noraot la'artzecha mipnei amecha asher padita lachem Mitzrayim. And these amazing things that you've done in Eretz Yisrael, mipnei amecha, meaning that you were megaresh all of the umays before them, for the am asher padita lacham in Mitzrayim, goyim ve'elohav, throwing out nations and their gods to provide for us a mokam, for a real malchus. V'techonen lacha atamcha Yisrael lacha la'am. Obviously, this is all about konenut. Note how that word comes again and again and again. Throughout this parak, we're talking about machon l'shiftecha. We're talking about the chonen lecha makon. We're talking about nachon. We're talking about even and when we transfer the orin, it was from first kidon and then nachon. And now I'm making your kisei nachon lefanai. And all of these are the lashonas of preparation for that, which could take millennia. So I understand now, looking back at Bria, I can see the entire story of generation after generation preparing for a moment. And of course, I was hasty in thinking that I could jump the gun, because it's about konanut. And that's why the Medrash says that Nosson is told, get back to that guy, he's Mahir. He's a very fast guy. If he says he's going to do it, he'll start tonight. He'll already write out contracts. He'll take Nadarin. But the Mahir, of course, is not only the ability to decide and to act instantly, but that here was something that he was doing too fast. V'ata Adonai Elohim. What I can say to you now is only that Hadavar Asher Dibarta Alav Dechav LeBeito Hakeim Adonai. May, in fact, it be possible for you to do this. V'aseka Asher Dibarta. And it shouldn't be that we will mess things up to such an extent that there won't even be a possibility that we should have the Malchus, we should have Eretz Yisrael, we should have the Beis HaMikdash. May it be that we don't mess it up. V'yigdal shibcha ad olam lemor Adonai Tzvaot Elohim HaYisrael u'beit avdecha David yenachon again lefanecha. Ki ata Adonai Tzvaot Elohim Yisrael galita et ozen avdecha. Look, I mean, obviously, that's a chutzpah thing to say. I would never have the guts to say such a statement. It's outrageous. But because you sent Natan to open up my ears with things that I wasn't roy to hear, and you told me, Lamor, Bayit Evnelach. This, of course, is again, I came to say Bayit Evnelacha. You turned around and said, no, I'll build the Bayit for you. It's only because of that I have the guts to say these things now. Otherwise, it's outrageous for a human being to walk and to say, to put his name in the same sentence that Hashem Tzvakot Elokim Yisrael, and my bayit should have something to do with that. I'm responding to you. Don't think that I'm taking this for granted in any way. V'ata Adonai Elohim ata hu Elohim u'dvarcha yu emet. U'dvarecha yu emet. V'tadaber al avdechat ha-tova hazot. So that all that we can dream of and hope for is that we should be zocha to allow that emet to be expressed. V'ata o el, please now, desire, v'recha peta, v'recha peta avdecha, liyot olam lefanecha. Give us that brocha to allow it to be chal on me. Ki'ata Adonai Elohim dibarta, having spoken, u'mibircha techa, yivorach bet avdecha lo'olam. But there needs to be on what the bracha should be chal. And it's here that we now go into the next phase. What is that bracha chal? And this is the strange Gemara in brachas. As if lech b'shtu yedechem b'gdud is part of the nature of the malchus. And indeed, in the Medrash, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, Ein Abor Mitmalei Michul Yota. It's not going to come from nowhere. I'm giving you the bracha, but the bracha has to be chal on the way in which your milchamot will continue. So that means that the very vision of David as an ish milchama, people think that the issue is, well, you're a man of war, and this is a building of peace. It's a completely different idea. It's that the konenut for the Beit HaMikdash is by definition milchama. And until that milchama is in its entirety completed, which is the mechia of Amalek as well, ultimately for the Gula Atida. And that's where we learn, says the Gemara, Shalosh Mitzvahs, Nitztavu Yisrael, the Knesset Samaritans. We don't know which one comes first. But since it says, obviously Amalek comes first, because you need to do the milchamas first. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling David, this milchama is a period of Itkarenut that can go on for millennia. So that what we're talking about are stages, the same way I mentioned to Avram Avinu, stages. The same way that Maaseh Bereishis was introduced in stages, in the until it reached the Ruach Elokim Rachevet al Pnei HaMayim, which is Ruach Mashiach. Until then, you have Haaretz Hayta Choshech and Tohu Vavohu, and so on. All those things, that Tohu Vavohu and Choshech is going to have to be built. You understand that as long as those wars, in the ultimate sense, true jihad, is going on, there cannot be a Hashmama of real Malchus Mashiach. And therefore, the next inyanim continue the Milchamos of David, and the Gemara in Brachos puts it into the Seder Hayom of David HaMelech. So that in the morning he would get up, and they would come and say, David would say, as if, okay, what else do we do? You know, that's the Seder Hayom. That's the Ein Abor Mitmalei Mechuyatim.